What's going on, everybody? Welcome. Today is Wednesday. It's January 11th. How is that possible already? 2023. My name's Jeremy. This is my first coat. Well, how are you? It's cold. It's, well, when I got up, it was four, which is rather interesting. Maybe a bit ironic because of something I planned last night. Who's here? Good morning, Nathan Slider. Haven't seen you in a bit. Frank, Andy, Brian, and whoever else might be out there lurking, watching from afar, watching later, maybe listening later. So last night, and we're going to have some fun with this. Last night I planned a trip. I'm not going to tell you when, because it doesn't appear that my travel is going to impact this show. I'm not going to tell you where. Because I want you to figure it out. Now, there's already a clue. And I'm going to ask that you, if you figure it out, you not tell people. I ask that you guess privately. You're welcome to guess to me. I'm not going to tell you. But that's the reality. In fact, here, I'm going to make it a little more. Let's do something. Do-do-do-do, not telling you what I'm doing or why. Done. Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Rebecca. It's cold. So you can probably guess that I will confirm that I'm going somewhere warm. But the question is where and when? When might I possibly go and where would I go? You're welcome to start a pool. If you want to take bets on this, by all means, I get 10%. Good morning, Gad. Nice to see you, Gad. Well, it's Wednesday. How was Tuesday? You know what I did yesterday? Podcast. Five episodes. Three interviews, two Thursdays. And they all came out great. Two of the three I interviewed were international. That was fun. One of those does something that pretty much nobody else does. So that's kind of cool. And the two Thursday episodes Andrew and I recorded were both really fun. They're both fun and kind of the subject of fun, but there's plenty of other good stuff in there. So it was a good time. Kelly, I miss my 70 degree. Come on, show this. Where'd it go? Kelly says, I miss my 70-degree sunrises at 5 a.m. I don't blame you. Gad says, taking a guess, you just beat your high score in Candy Crush. Best game ever. Ha! I don't think I've ever played Candy Crush. Good morning, Jenny. What was the one I used to play? It wasn't Farmville. Remember when phones came out and the first games that we could really handle on those phones were tower defense games? You know, I'm going to put in this, I'm going to upgrade that. And I played a bunch of those because those are fun. I like strategy games. Jenny says, sorry I'm late. I needed my inhaler today. I wonder why. Jenny says, Snake. How many of you played Snake on your old Nokia phone? I didn't find Snake very fun, but I definitely played a few games. Because if you're sitting there and you're bored out of your mind and all you have is your phone and nobody to talk to, you're playing Snake. I think that was it. In fact, I think I had my first phone for a while before I even knew it had a game on it. There have been all these efforts to bring back simple phones, you know, kind of that brick style Nokia simple screen. In fact, I saw some, there's a company, a startup, might've been on Kickstarter, that they were doing like a really light version smartphone. They were pretty much taking Android and skinning it and slimming it down. So it did very little, but it was like $700. You're not gonna be successful with that. But the point is taken. We have too much connection, too much to junk. We have too much stimulation. People don't know how to be bored. Ideas come out of boredom. When your brain has nothing else to think about, it comes up with ideas. It comes up with solutions to problems. You want proof? How often do you come up with your best ideas as you're falling asleep or you're in the shower? You don't come up with a solution to a complex problem when you just sit there and go, think, brain, think. It's not something you can force. It's something you allow. There's a lot of synergy in there with martial arts, isn't there? Some of our best stuff happens when we just allow the right environment. Jenny says, or driving, yes. I leave myself a lot of voice notes while I'm driving. Kat says, I played a game where you have to shoot your friends at pigs, Angry Birds. I was talking to somebody about Angry Birds. Was it over the weekend? It was such a ridiculous premise for a game, but it was a heck of a lot of fun. I did play some Angry Birds. I never watched the movie. The fact that there was a movie I thought was ridiculous. And whichever company, who was the company? They also do Clash of Clans. It's a mobile game company. And when they went public, their valuation was absolutely insane because of Angry Birds. And I thought that was really interesting because you only get out of the park hits like that. Those home runs once in a while. Virality is so difficult to protect and predict. And their valuation was based as if they were going to have home runs like that all the time. Guess what? They didn't. Guess what happened to their stock valuation? It went down. Kelly says, I miss my flip phone, but don't want to flip switch phone type. There are a few companies on the Android side doing flip phones right now. Motorola is one of them. It says Rovio. Thank you. Oh, you know what? That's not the same company that does Clash of Clans. Kelly says, a fun movie that pulled in old game characters was Pixel. Yeah. It was a good time. Jenny said, I played a game called Stupid Zombies. You had to control the ricochet of the bullet to shoot, kill the zombies without killing yourself. I loved it. I wonder if that game is still around. There are other games like that I've seen. Trajectory of the bullet. There are so many games out there. I try not to play games on my phone. My eyes are not thrilled being this close to my screen. In fact, I've slowly cut back a lot on my phone. My phone is primarily for when I'm out of the house now. And it's the same reason that I've thought about getting a watch. Google makes their own watch now. That's the one I would get. And I'm not saying I won't do it, but I haven't done it yet. Mostly because I'm trying to be a little less connected at times, not more connected all the time. And I like wearing regular watches. I'm not going to wear two watches. Tea is very good this morning. Jenny says, I have daily limits set for my games and for my social media. I think that's very wise. Ooh, I just banged my fingers. I think that's a good thing. Kelly says, I don't play many games at all. And when kids look at my phone, they ask where all the games are. Because that's what kids use phones for. So what did you all do yesterday? You do anything fun? what are you doing today? I've got one client call. I got to do the books and I got a handful of other things. Things are getting a little chaotic in my world. And I had a call with my coach last night. And we were talking about that. So I've got some things that I got to do today to put some structure in place to be a little more realistic about what I can put on my plate, et cetera. In fact, I was done recording yesterday and I looked at all the things I had to do, all the emails, people emailing me saying, did you get my email? Which most of those were spam because I did email Sunday night. So it really hadn't even been 48 hours. But I said, you know what? I'm going to the gym. I'm going to take care of myself. Because if I don't take care of myself today, tomorrow will not be as good of a day. In fact, I'm starting to think about it this way. The more stressed or tired or tired, not tired is not really the right word. Let's just go with stressed. The more stressed I am, the more I need to exercise. It's not just a, hey, this is the schedule. If I had a particularly challenging day, that makes it even more compelling for me to go work out. I have to burn that off in some way. And that's what happened last night. So that was really good. Good morning, Andrew. Hello, Frank. Welcome, Frank. Frank had a great day yesterday. He became an uncle for the sixth time. Congratulations to you and your entire family. I was following that in the chat. Gad says he had the Samsung Flip 4 for about 2 weeks. Nice phone, but wasn't for me. Took too much handling to get the camera out. I understand that. Kelly says, went to teach last night, last time at that location until I recover from surgery and to make sure everyone is set up while I'm gone. I'm sure they will be great. Is there anything else? I felt like there was something else I was going to share. How's the challenge going? I'm starting to get some messages from people, which I expected about now. You know, for some people, I know it happens sooner, but from some people, hey, my calves or this, or I'm sore, or I'm tired, or that's why it's a challenge. It wasn't 30 days of easy movement. It wasn't go walk for 30 seconds for 30 days. Jenny says she's killing it. Was it? Yeah, no, it was Monday. I did the final two emails. And I love that so many of you are still sharing it out, still posting about it, still saying, this is what I'm doing. I saw somebody, I got tagged. Facebook's whole tagging of businesses is so annoying. It works so poorly, but I finally dug in and found it. Somebody shared it and was tagging somebody else. Hey, this is the thing I was telling you about. And I'm seeing when I go in and I look, we've got at least a few people signing up almost every day. And that's really cool. How many of those people will finish? I don't know. No idea. But they're there. And I think that's great. So I've got a ton of ideas of things I want to do with that challenge and just adding on to it and improving it. But let's let everybody, well, at least the first round of people, get through it first and get feedback. Of course, if you have feedback for me, I want to hear it, good or bad. I want to know what you're thinking. Good morning, Dennis. All right. Well, Frank did send something over for us to talk about. I'd like to talk about it because actually there are a lot of things we can talk about. Some of them related to the challenge even. Thank you, Frank, for all that you do. Thank you, Josh, for our theme music. Thank you to Denise for the audio setup, the podcast. Remember, you can subscribe and listen in audio. So if you can't join us live, you can get that. And it does help us. Those numbers help. All right. Where are we? We do this. And we do this, and then we do this, and then we do this. Today's National Take the Stairs Day, according to daysoftheyear.com. Proof that you really can have a day for anything. When is Jeremy's left foot day? I don't know. I bet there's a day for it already, though. All right, so what we've got here today, we've got some stuff about taking the stairs. Let me read through it. Let me take some tangents off of it. And let's see what kind of discussion it leads to. Taking the stairs strengthens your heart and lung health. Cardiovascular and respiratory fitness is vital for living a long and healthy life. Taking the stairs on a regular basis can improve cardio fitness and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. You don't have to do very many stairs to get your heart rate up, do you? For some of us, half a dozen stairs, whew, is a lot of work. Good. Take the stairs. Build strong bones and muscles. As the muscles in the legs work to move up the stairs, the abdominal and back muscles are also activated, as well as pumping the arms. Take the stairs for a whole body workout. Get the added bonus of built-in resistance training that comes naturally from gravity. And it's the gravity that builds the strong bones. What keeps bones strong as we age? Yes, having enough calcium and magnesium in our diet, but also force, density, bearing load. This is why resistance training is so critical as we age. This is why every single study shows that people who lift weights, even once a week, right? I should say it doesn't have to be weights, but some manner of resistance training, and the challenge qualifies as resistance training. Some resistance training, even once a week, can have a dramatic impact on bone density as we get older. And why is it cliche that when older people fall over, they break bones? Because their bones are brittle. They're not dense anymore. Calcium, magnesium in your diet. Magnesium is referenced in the 12 Months to Health book, is it not? As well as resistance training. Save time. While most people think an elevator would be faster, the wait times are often such that taking the stairs can truly save a person time, even around 15 minutes per day. Now, of course, the further you're going up, the more it makes, the bigger the difference, right? If I'm trying to go up two flights of stairs, yeah, I'm taking the stairs. I'm not waiting for the elevator to get in that confined space. It could break down when I could get a little bit of exercise and move and have zero risk of breaking down. Stairs don't break, right? Burn more calories. Because of the resistance of gravity, taking the stairs will burn more calories than simply jogging on a flat surface. It's a great way to level up the workout, manage weight gain, and fight off obesity in a simple manner. The last time I took a cruise, it was a cruise to Bermuda with my ex, and we vowed to not take the elevator the entire week, and we didn't. And guess what? Despite being on that ship, despite eating a lot, neither of us gained weight. Felt good. Walking around, moving around. It's a good thing. So I'm not suggesting that you go to your local stadium and run stairs like you see in every movie montage. But if you're presented with the option of taking the elevator or taking the stairs, if it's two or three stories, as it usually is, take the stairs. You don't have to run up them. Take them slowly. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good for you. Everything in 12 Months to Health is about incremental, small stuff. Taking the stairs for one, two, three stories, great. Fits in perfectly, doesn't it? Jenny says, you won't see Jeremy's left foot day coming. You'll already be roundhouse kicked and lying on the ground. Oh, I feel like that's a Chuck Norris joke. I'm so honored. Steven says, as we age, taking stairs without taking a fall requires us to not carry anything except backpack style. We need to be able to see our feet and the treads and risers. It's good advice for everyone. Of course, the slower we move, the easier it is to handle that. I think it's a great idea to always have, you know, whatever hands near the rail free. Doesn't take much to be able to regain your balance if you're ready. Uh, Dad says, I went up and down the stairs at the local mall. Eventually, I got tired of all the stairs. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I went up and down the steps. I ruined your joke. I'm sorry. I went up and down the steps at the local mall. Eventually, I got tired of all the stairs. Dennis says, elevators are not my John. Kat says, Chuck Norris takes offense at that joke. That's funny. I like that. I would know I made it if there was a Chuck Norris joke about me that got circulated. Actually, if somebody comes up with one, we'll put it out over social media. The team would actually have a fun time doing the graphics on that. If you ever, any of you, have fun ideas for stuff that Whistlekick can post, stuff that you want to share, stuff that's going on in your own world, doesn't have to be fun or funny. If there's stuff that you'd like us to consider promoting, don't be afraid to send it over. I'm not going to promise we'll do it, but I will promise to consider it. I say that to nearly every podcast guest. Do you know how many people have sent over stuff that we can put out over social media in almost 800 episodes? Zero. Sometimes I see things from them and grab it and we share it. I'm like, hey, consider us part of your promotional team. You're like, proof, yet again, most martial artists aren't very good at business. But that's why I have a job. Kelly says, you can't trust stairs. They're always up to something. Ah. I'm thinking of how I want to relate stairs back to martial arts. And I think it's really in the sense of there are so many ways where life has become convenient to our own detriment. We've made so many things so easy that we really don't have a lot of struggle. And if you look at our strongest drives, they're unnecessary at this point. Now, I'm not a psychologist. I don't have any I have minimal understanding of brain biology, but I can't imagine that such hardwired, powerful instincts, motivations, going dormant is good for us. And I think that part of the challenge of modern life is that there's no pack of wolves, there's no saber-toothed tiger trying to kill us. And we're hardwired to look for the saber-toothed tiger. So we find the tiger in places that it doesn't exist. When I look at people who have challenge in their lives, whether it's challenge beyond their control or challenge they've chosen, it seems like, because I don't know, I'm not in anybody else's head but my own, it seems like they're kind of checking that tiger box. They're going to the gym and they're working out. They're going to class and they're getting better, right? They're sparring. They're feeling that anxiety in that moment. And then they're able to set it down when the threat is overcome. And stairs are another example of us making life so easy, rather elevators, that we don't quite know what to do. What percentage of people are going to take even, you know what? When we had free training day, we stayed at a hotel in Keene, New Hampshire. Two stories. I saw staff. There for fourths. I think I saw two other people take the stairs the entire time I was there. One story. Now, it was one thing when I was moving a bunch of gear up and down. But even then, I think I some of my trips were with the stairs because it was faster. Did it get my heart rate up a little bit? Yeah. Now, this is not me criticizing someone who has difficulty going up and down stairs. Not going to fault that at all. But for those of us who are able-bodied, if you can, you should. If it's faster and it's physically better for you, I'll let you fill in the only reason why we wouldn't do that. And he says, there was a beautiful meme-ish pic of Dennis Campo teaching kids that was posted not long ago. I think that should go viral. I don't know where that was posted, but send it over. And Gad says, you improve step by step, like climbing the stairs, but never forget the steps that were behind you and never be too proud to climb back to your first step. Eventually, you reach the top of the stairs. If you want the benefits of the steps, you go back down. There are a lot of things that we start over with. For a lot of us, martial arts is not one of them. I think there's a lot of value there. Have you ever, I'm sure all of you at some point, were presented with something that you'd been doing wrong in your system for years? How long have I been doing it like that? Since day one, why did no one correct me? When you start over, when you get to be a white belt, you get to catch a lot of that stuff. Jenny, I'm proud of you for acknowledging this. I used the elevator with Lilith and found myself habitually using the elevator even when she wasn't with me. I was actually a little sad about that. It's social conditioning. We, at least in our culture, have conditioned ourselves and others and in fact judge others. Why are you taking the stairs? Why are you taking the elevator? To me, the elevator is like the handicapped parking spot. It's there, it's front and center. It's for people who need it. I wish we lived in a world where everybody took the stairs. Because the mindset and the physical benefits just of that would make a lot of things better, a lot of things different. Don't take the stairs if you don't have to. And let that concept broaden out a little bit for you. There are no shortcuts in martial arts. We know that. There might be better ways of handling certain situations. There might be more efficient ways of training, but there are no shortcuts. It takes X hours of doing whatever to get better at it. When you practice it with intelligence and intensity. There are no shortcuts in life. And the things that look like shortcuts usually carry consequences. Couldn't find that word. Not taking the stairs has consequences. Offloading your hunt for the saber-toothed tiger to some figurative thing that never shows up, so you're always looking for it. Go back and look at my Facebook post from the other day, 2 days ago. The tiger's not there. But we have to find something to fight back against. Otherwise, what are we doing? We need that challenge, whether it's a 30-day challenge or something else. We need that. Jenny says, dude! And I'm laughing because Jenny and I spend time on the phone, so I can hear her voice saying that. Dude, doing stuff wrong for years is the definition of training. This was a discussion in class the other day. Love it. All right. I'm going to head out. One of you stepped up and offered help on State of the Martial Arts. There is still room if somebody else wants to help. I am very excited for that project. We are now 8 days out. If you want to support, remember code first cup 15. Where are we? Patreon and the family page. There's an idea percolating, pardon me. You should be following us everywhere we are. And by the way, I don't know if I lost it or somebody else grabbed it, and I'm very sad, at Whistlekick on TikTok. So we're just going to be running with my personal account. At Jeremy Lesnian. But everything else is at Whistlekick. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. And if you're feeling retro, Tumblr. Rumble. Float. I think I grabbed Float. There are more. Snapchat? I'm pretty sure I grabbed Whistlekick on Snapchat. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. I hope to see you back here tomorrow. I hope that your day goes well. And I hope, whether literal or figurative, you climb some stairs. Take care, everybody. Peace.